Hey everyone, this is Leah. I'm sitting in for Julie Ashton on Hey Julie at julieland.com. And tonight I am sitting here with the beautiful Bobby Starr.
Thanks.
Hi. So how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for coming tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So be honest, when was the last time you got off?
What day is it today? Sunday? Saturday morning.
Okay. What were you doing?
I was in bed with my boyfriend. Nice. We had a little mutual masturbation session.
Well, there goes my second question.
Uh-oh.
So you're taken.
Sort of, yeah. Taken except for the porn world.
So when it comes to work, are you more boys or girls?
I don't know. I mean, I can find, I guess, something attractive in any person. So I've had girlfriends, I've had boyfriends. I like people who like to be with other people.
Nice. Well, that's personal-wise, but in business.
In business?
Yeah, in the industry.
I guess it's the same thing, because you could have a good scene with anybody.
Okay. Great. Who have you worked with that you've really enjoyed in the adult industry?
I've worked for Evil Angel a lot, and so the directors and the guys that they hire to work with and the girls that they hire to work with are really top-notch. They're really
Evil
cool.
Angel, they've got... Who's
so, like, Jake Malone's one of the directors, and Belladonna's a director, and who else? Joey Silvera.
You've been directed by Belladonna before?
Yeah.
Cool.
She's amazing.
Yeah, describe that experience.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, how when you're a little kid and you get like, kids have these like build-ups of, you know, so say some, like a little kid walks in the kitchen and is like, oh, I really want a popsicle. And their mom says, oh, you can't have the popsicle right now. You have to wait to have it later. Right. And it's like, it doesn't matter how long you don't have the popsicle. It's like the anticipation of having the popsicle makes it feel like it's years and years. And I feel like ever since, like, my first scene I had ever seen had Belladonna in it. And so ever since I saw her the first time just in, you know, on my laptop watching her do a scene, I was like, wow, I want that. And so when I started doing porn, you know, I was introduced to her. And, you know, it was just kind of like I just kept having to wait and wait and wait. And then finally when I had the moment, I was just like, oh man, I'm in love.
So she directed you? You weren't necessarily in the scene?
I worked with her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did a live feed for her website.
Hot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fucking awesome.
What most turns you on when you're working?
Just people who are more into who they're working with than what they're producing.
Being in the moment.
Yeah, being in the moment. Having like a real experience. That is really a turn on.
Okay, so when people are watching you in film and that's totally real, 100%, you're in the moment actually getting off.
Yeah.
Cool. That's hot. Are you more horny at night or in the morning? Apparently in the morning.
I guess it depends. I mean, it's, you know, from day to day, every day is different, so.
Okay.
I don't know if I can answer that question.
Do you work in the adult industry full time, or do you?
Well, I don't live in LA, so I live in the Bay Area still, and so I work. I guess I work full time just because when I'm down here, I work every day. When I'm home, I work for Kink.com mostly, and I work for Chanter Rose, and so I do a lot of fetish stuff when I'm home. So yeah, I guess that would be full time. But I do have other things that I do as well.
Mm-hmm. And are you into fetish play in your personal life?
Yes.
Okay. What type?
I like the whole dominant submissive aspect of, you know, a relationship. I'm not necessarily a submissive person, like the way I conduct my life. But as far as, like, if I was going to choose a specific style of sex for the rest of my life, I would want to be somebody's sex life.
Okay. What sort of And see, this is showing my ignorance of that whole world. I guess, is it like jobs that they give you or tasks or something? It's like the slaves have to do certain things to like appease their dom. Like,
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't, it's not necessarily what they do or how they do it. It's whether or not what I'm doing for them pleases them. Mm-hmm. And that's what turns me on. Like, I would do anything as long as it was pleasing to them.
Okay. Well, so what's the furthest you've gone, or what's the craziest thing that you've done in those situations that maybe you thought, like, oh, I would have never done this, but seeing your partner get so turned on by it and telling you to do it?
That's a hard question, just because a lot of the times I don't remember, specific events, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I just kind of remember the feeling that I get when I do it or when I complete it. You know, I mean, I've done things like, I mean, specifically in porn that I've done, like fetish porn that I've done, I was put in a coffin and dunked in a fish tank, and I never thought that would ever happen.
Oh, wow.
But it was really exhilarating by the end of it. So,
and the coffin, was it sealed so no water could get in, or did you have a tube and water started to?
The water, it was a wood coffin, and the water, it was just, the top was drilled on, so you could act like it wasn't sealed all the way around. So the moment it was submerged in the water, it started leaking water all in.
Oh, wow.
And it had like a door on the top of it, so if the door was open, you could like see my face, but they kept it closed, and so.
Wow.
I think they kept it close. I can't really remember.
Intense. So how would you describe that feeling?
Intense.
I'm assuming that was for kink.com?
Yeah, it was for kink.com.
Yeah, they do some great stuff over there. Really mm-hmm. great stuff. What originally inspired you to get into the adult industry?
I had done some artist modeling, and then I had a friend who had worked for kink.com, and he was like, oh, you should do this, they'd really like you. And I went online and checked it out, and I was like, oh, this is really hot, you know, this, I want to try this.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been a sexual person, and I've always been someone who's really tried to find every aspect to express my sexuality.
So
yeah, I just, when the opportunity arose, I was like, I can't turn this down. I have to do it. So, and it took me like a year to make the decision to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most of the time in that year, it was just pretty much like, okay, I have to be okay with my decision, because the moment I do it, you know, I believe that people shouldn't regret the decisions that they make. I mean, you know, regrets happen. But if you make a decision in life, even if it's a bad decision, even if it's a decision that may have brought you harm or, you know, it's still your decision. Mm-hmm. And I feel people should own up to their decisions. So that was kind of like what I battled the year before I started doing porn. And when I did it, I was like, I'm confident in what I'm doing, and I am happy in this decision. And almost a year ago today, you know, like, I'm still happy with my decision.
Oh, okay. So you've only been in the industry a year.
Yeah, about a year.
Nice. Okay. So everything you're doing is just new experiences and situations.
Yeah. And I like that.
And then the friend that told you about kink.com, did this person already know of, like, your tendencies? I mean, because nude modeling or what was the phrase?
Like artist modeling.
Artist modeling. I mean, sometimes that doesn't, even though you're getting nude, it's not necessarily.
It's not sexual, no.
Right. So did you share your thoughts and feelings with this friend that thought?
Yeah, it's a very good friend, so he knew.
This is for you. just to remind everybody, this is Leah on Hey Julie at julieland.com, and we're sitting here with Bobby Starr. She's talking about the firm decision you have to make about getting into the industry.
Yes.
And inspirations within the industry. Belladonna, who else inspires you? Careers, directors, producers?
I guess Jake Malone is definitely somebody who's inspired me. His ability to produce exactly what he wants is pretty unique. He knows what he likes, and because of the fact that he knows what he likes, he's able to produce the product that he wants. And I think that's kind of unique, especially in, you know, in the adult industry. A lot of times you go to shoots and they're like, oh, just, you know, do this, do that, A, B, C, D, and then, mm-hmm. you know, equals porno video. And it's not necessarily what the director would find hot, but it makes money, so they continue mm-hmm. to do it. And that's the thing that I love in general about the directors at Evil Angel. They have the ability to make what they like. Mm-hmm. And so when you work for them, it really shows. Like, you can tell that it's not only going to make money, but it's also shows, you know, it shows their talents, and it shows, you know, porn in their eyes, pretty much.
Yeah, it's definitely the photographers, directors in this industry, like Richard Avery here at Julie Lynn, that have that clear artistic vision and something that they want to create, that I think not only from the standpoint of the models coming in and feeling like they're a part of something greater than what you just described, which is this money-making machine.
Yeah.
But they get to just really, you know,
express themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But down to the makeup artists, to the lighting guys, totally. Like, everybody gets behind, you know, those type of visionaries so much more. And exactly. I think that, like, really offer up a lot more, like, a real, raw, intense feeling and emotion within the scenes, which mm-hmm. always makes for the hottest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, if you love what you do and you're able to portray that, then people will love what you do.
Absolutely. So do you love what you do?
Yes.
And you see yourself doing this for a while?
Yes. I love this. This is the greatest job I could have.
I oftentimes hear a lot of women say that about working in this industry. Who have you not had a chance to work with that you would like to collaborate with?
God, who have I not? I guess more of the photographers. Like, I haven't done a lot of photo shoots. I've done a lot of video. I really, you know, like working here, you know, at Julie Land, and working for Suze Randall, working for Earl Miller, you know, working for those photographers that, yeah, when you see them, when you see their work, there's something that's coming out. So, you know, I still have, you know, that kind of, like, artist model side in me. I still kind of like doing that stuff. And then the thing about this is just, you know, that you express more. Who else? As far as, like, directors, I've always wanted to work with Rocco Siffredi. I don't think that's going to happen because he's retired, but maybe I can get him out of retirement.
Give him some appealing circumstance. Tempt him, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay.
I don't know. There's lists of, you know, people I'd love to work with, but no one's coming to mind at the moment, so I apologize to the people I'm leaving out.
Or all the people who haven't made it yet, or that you don't know that you want to work with just quite yet.
I should start writing them down.
Right, definitely. And so do you have a website, or is there something where people can go to find out about you?
I have a MySpace, so people can go see that. It's MySpace/_BobbyStar. Bobby with an I and star with two R's. I do have a website, but it's not up yet, so hopefully it'll be up in, you know, a few months, and that's bobbystar.com.
Oh, nice. You got your name.
Yeah.
What sort of a format are you going to make it? Do you know?
See, I haven't really decided, like, everything specifically, but, you know, I want it to be unique. I want it to show my personality, and I want it to be kind of, I don't know, the words, I haven't really, I guess that's kind of what's stopping me from putting it together at the moment. It's just I need to find the specific words.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody asks me that question, I could be like, it's ABC, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I want it to specifically be me.
Okay. And in terms of the boyfriend and the work, and are you able to just fully express yourself in work without retribution from the man?
Oh, no, he's my biggest fan.
Yeah. Cool. Do you guys ever have sex and watch your movies?
No, I mean, I don't really watch my movies that much. I'll watch them, you know, just kind of be like, oh, I don't like the way my face looks there, so I'll try not to do that next expression. Time.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was stupid that I said that, so next time say something else. And then I watch, like, and then if I do watch porn, a lot of times I watch it on mute or in fast forward.
Fast forward really through the sex scenes or fast forward to the sex scenes?
Fast forward to the parts that I like, you know. Okay. So, and then sometimes, yeah, fast forward through the sex scenes. It's pretty hot to watch the scene and fast forward.
Definitely.
But yeah, I like seeing stills. I like seeing like frame grabs and stuff like that. So I would be more likely to masturbate to stuff like that than actually watching a video and masturbating to it. But it doesn't take much for me to like get turned on. Like, I don't have to watch a whole video. I'll pretty much watch like a minute of it and be like, okay, let's go.
What non-sexual things turn you on, like something that wouldn't really necessarily be considered sexual, but like
talent, people who are good at what they do turns me on.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've dated a lot of musicians. I've dated a lot of artists.
Oh, I've dated
a lot of people who are just in general like really successful at what they do. So
cool.
I think that's really
anybody
hot.
We know.
They're all gonna start coming out of the woodwork.
They're listening to Hey Julie, JulieLand.com.
You're all talented. Yeah, I think that's really hot. Also, I mean, food turns me on. Just like, you know, the ocean turns me on. I don't know. I have like strange turn-ons. It's not necessarily like if I see some guy who's really attractive with a hot body is going to turn me on.
Right.
I mean, it could, but I don't know. You know, it's different in everybody.
Well, right. But we got to, you know, communicate to all the people out there that don't have the hot body.
Yeah. Like talent.
Okay. Passion for what you
Passion for what you do. Yeah. Mm. Good conversation. Doesn't matter what you look like. If you can give me a good conversation.
This is true. Well, and luckily in your case, you're a great conversationalist and a beautiful person as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
So you got both of those things going for you. Let's see. What else? Talk to us about some of the craziest stuff you've done. Like, what's the weirdest place you've ever given head or the most risque thing you've ever done?
Let's see. I've given head on an airplane.
Like, actually in your seat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How did you manage to pull that off?
It was dark.
Nighttime flight.
It was a nighttime flight.
Where were you flying to?
I was flying to L.A., actually.
Shh. Well, was it with some random person? Or?
Yeah, it was a random person at the time. The person's now a friend now.
That is so hot. Did he get off?
No. No, he didn't.
Probably. Damn stewardess.
I've given head in the school bus too, also at night.
What about the craziest place you've gotten head?
The craziest place I've gotten head is I guess on a concert hall stage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was pretty hot. I'm all daydreaming now.
Cool. And what are you more into, giving or receiving? I guess obviously that kind of be giving then.
Giving, yeah.
The whole
submissive thing. I really like to please people. Mm-hmm. So I always like, if a guy comes or if a girl comes, that's like the biggest reward I could get. You know, okay. So I really like to make people come.
So do you and your boyfriend get into like all of the theatrics of S&M with like, do you have a collar and does he lead you around on chains?
No, I mean, I'm not his
slave, stuff?
So
oh, you're
he
not.
Doesn't collar me. But I don't know. We've kind of been reading stuff about it. But the thing is like, as far as me being a submissive, you know, it's not necessarily his thing. So I can't just be like, oh, I want you to do this, you know, because I'm the submissive one, and it's really difficult for me to ask him to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of like, he's read some he's reading some books and stuff, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
are you a nudist at home?
Not particularly. I really like clothes, so even in my pajamas, like, I'm like, it's nice to walk around nude, but, you know, I really like my clothes.
Do you have, like, a favorite designer or something? Or are you just more a connoisseur of clothing?
God, oh, I have lots of favorite designers, and that question caught me completely off guard.
I know, it was kind of random, but I was just, some shopping can be a fetish for some people. They really get into it.
Shopping is definitely a thing for me. Man, yeah.
So when you're down here in LA, how long do you usually stay for? Like,
it depends. Usually a couple weeks.
So when you come down, are the jobs set up for you? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely. Well, unless there's anything else you want to say tonight, Bobby, I thank you for stopping by here at heyjulie@julieland.com. And this was such a treat.
Really, it was great.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you next time. Yeah.